It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is, in fact, not over there, but that doesn't stop her ever. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Thank you very well. Yes, from another place, I will still have some topics about Europe, with the first one being actually a very light and happy one, which is the birth of another prince in the United Kingdoms. Kate and William did get a new boy this week in St. Mary Hospital in London. As far as I know, no name has been announced yet, but it's a very big news because I believe that the English royal family is the most liked in Europe, and that even people that are not necessarily so royal do like a family where there are signs of modernism. The princes Harry and William actually have a lot of sympathy. There is a kind of influence that they have, which is very well appreciated, and every birth, every marriage attract a lot of attention. So for now, it's a third boy for Prince William and his wife. And next month, we will have the next big event with Prince Harry and Meghan getting married. So no doubt that this is going to attract a lot of attention in Europe and elsewhere. Otherwise, I wanted to talk today about a topic that we have been touching upon a couple of times already, and that would be the basic universal basic income. Why is it relevant today? Because we just heard this week that the trial in Finland is going to end in January 2019. It was a 2 years project that made a lot of headlines because it was, I believe, among the first one to try. And the government has decided to end it. It's very difficult to know why, because actually the reasons have not been really named. But it's very sudden. It means that there will be no further funding. And it's just if they are some results, they are going to be analyzed and given on a later date. So one can say that the system was financed by money that was supposed to go to jobless people. And this is important because the entire concept of basic income always gets problematic when people say, rightly so, but who is going to finance this kind of income? Is it going to come from the money we would give to jobless people? Is that going to come from some other taxes on what people are earning right now. It's a basic issue that comes, that is mentioned every time there is a discussion about basic income. So it was not really much. It was 560 euros per month. People were between 25 and 58 years old. And the change is dramatic in such that not only they are taking away the project, but they are going also to make it even more difficult to get money once jobless. That means that they are introducing new laws. One of them is that jobless people will have to work 18 hours every 3 months in order to be eligible to money. If they don't work those 18 hours every 3 months, they will have to prove that they enrolled in some classes to improve upon their profession or another profession, but the main point being showing some interest in doing something instead of waiting for something. So this is what I think was the most surprising, is that ending that program abruptly was already a surprise, but on the other hand, making it even more difficult for jobless people to get money was not really expected. So maybe that shows also some changes in the thinking process of people in Finland. I think it's also interesting to note a little paradox, because people have been asked in Finland about what they think on a basic income. And while it was in theory accepted by 70% of the people as an interesting idea, it went down to 35% if taken from their taxes. So the paradox, of course, shows that while the idea seems to be appealing and interesting to many people, the main issue remain how to finance it. And I think this is just going to be the topic to work on. Interestingly enough, people that have technology, big companies tend to be for it, and that would show also that there is a certain fear that with technology and with robotization, there might be in the future at least a transition phase when about people having more difficulties to find jobs. And I think that this is also a very important point to take into consideration, because the idea in the future obviously is not to create even more poverty or people being in need, but would be to really have a society that takes care of also the technological improvement that come with partly our disadvantages. So how do we take care of the disadvantages and enjoy the advantages of the big progress to come? Another point that is noteworthy is the fact that while we talked a lot about Finland and this experiment that seems to be ending a little bit abruptly, this experiment was only done with people who did not have a job, which is per se a choice that is not necessarily the one that other people into the subject would take. This income would be supposed to be given unconditionally to everybody, including people who work. That was at least the referendum that we had in Switzerland a couple of years ago that also failed dramatically, actually. But the idea wasn't to only take care of jobless people, but to basically give that as a real universal income to everybody. Maybe the reason why it failed was also the fact that it was way above 560 euros and actually in the form of a real good salary that would have been to be obviously also financed in some ways. The last point that I'm going to bring to you today, Jill, is the fact that other people are doing this experiment. It may be less well known, but I want to mention two. One is in Ontario, 6,000 participants. It's a 3 years experiment. It's about $17,000 a year. $24,000 for a couple, and obviously it's going on, so there are no results. Another experiment has been done, financed by UNICEF in Madhya, central India, in some very poor villages, and it seems that the experiment has been actually quite positive. So I believe that we are not finished with this subject and that it's definitely going to be a very interesting one in the future in knowing how to take care of a evolving and progressing society worldwide.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.